Good morning, everybody. I'm in Loughborough this morning. It's 9:31 exactly. Get me for timing. CJ's over here as well at PCM Creative. We're at Cenex this morning, and I'm sitting with Adrian Vinson, head of programming, and Miles
Barker.
I knew it was something like that. We've just been in the electric car, the Smart 4.2, and just arrived. I'm just going to do a quick interview with Adrian and Miles about Cenex and their backgrounds. Cenex is the centre of excellence in the UK for low carbon and fuel cell technologies. Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
So let's talk about, Adrian, tell me a little bit about programming. What does the role of a head of programming do at Cenex?
I look after the government programmes that we deliver. So we deliver a number of programmes that support the low carbon agenda. So in the past, we've been running programmes that included infrastructure support for alternative fuels and a large programme to introduce low carbon and electric vans into the public sector. And currently the biggest programme that we're running is Plugged In Places, which is the electrification, the charging points across the region.
Okay. So the uptake for this, I guess, will be about pricing as well, won't it, for fleets and vans and stuff. How do you see that sort of panning out over the next couple of years?
Well, obviously the prices of electric vehicles is going to have to come down to make them competitive. Really, we're looking at it from both sides. We're looking at supporting both the vehicles and the infrastructure. The two have got to go hand in hand. Mm. That there is the economic argument against the electric vehicles, but there's obviously the environmental benefits. Mm. And really, we're working trying to get the two things working in harmony so that as we get increased volume because there is charging infrastructure available, prices will start to fall.
And moving on to that about charging points, I'm going to go over to Miles. Plugged In Midlands, it has a bunch of charging points all over the Midlands.
Yes.
How do you see that sort of expanding over the next couple of years? There's sort of subsidies that companies can get.
We have plans for over 500 charging points across the region, basically funded through OLEV, match funding, for domestic locations. We're talking about 60% of the cost of the equipment and the installation. For public access locations, it's also 60%. So, for example, if a council owned the charge point, 60%. For businesses, the commercial businesses, we're looking at 40% funding for them.
Okay.
So, yeah, we basically help the potential host through the process and claim the grant for them and then provide that remittance to them.
Okay, so in terms of a turnaround time, because, for instance, I can think of the Clean Tech Centre in the Jubilee campus, they're very interested in getting this sorted. How long in a time frame would this take, roughly?
Well, grant submissions are quarterly.
Okay.
So it really depends on when you put in with your claim. So, I mean, it can be quite quick.
Okay, so. Very cool. So I'm quite excited now because I've got a week-long project with the Cenex smart car. It does about 100 miles, the little Smart 4.2, and it has been a while since I've had any sort of transportation. It sort of ties in with the art project, so it's very good all round. Everybody sort of benefits from this. Gentlemen, thanks for your time this morning, I'll speak to you later.
Thank you.
Good morning from what is a service station, and the service station that Selby cannot use, and he's probably scared of, and he's probably thinking, oh, my brothers and sisters, my petrol and diesel friends, please see the error of your ways. So we're at 90%, we're in the middle of town, city, should I say, Nottingham. Just picked up a 300-watt USB inverter for Selby. Just going to grab some cash, then we're going to have some breakfast. And yes, I did catch that yesterday and sort of break it. I just need to fix it. Just needs to clip on back again. And then we're going to charge it for another hour and 15 minutes maybe. And then head over to the National Forest. I'm just waiting on an email back from Chris and Mike to make sure I can charge it when we get to the other side. So catch up with you all in a bit.